Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say. Everything's all right. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. Say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run. Everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Hey, hey, you meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, now you meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay. Let me see you smiling back at me. Hey, meet me in the middle of the night.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host, here till 4 o'clock. Glad to be here, done on a Sunday. Well, I'm just, at this point, I think I'm glad to be just about anywhere at this point. But it's good to be here. Hopefully you'll stick around and enjoy some good music and some fun. Hopefully. If there is something you want to hear, something you want to say, something you want to get off your mind, something you want to argue about, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is an email address you can use, and I encourage you to. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live at the University Center at University of Manitoba. I'm also Jeff Robson, and glad to be here today, although, you know, there's some mixed emotions today for sure, and we'll delve into some of those, but we kicked it off with a bit of a mixed emotion song. That was Steve Forbert with the classic Romeo's tune way back from Jack Rabbit Slim, one of those songs that I just I remember hearing even as a kid and just have loved so much of my life. And hearing that song reminds me of the very first time that I ever got to see Steve Forbert. I think. The former co-hosts of Steel Belted Radio and I, T-Bar and Mrs. Corky, and Mike. And I think, I don't think Gary went on that trip, but we all went to Toronto years ago to see Steve Forbert at a place called Hughes Room. And if you're not familiar with Hughes Room, it's one of the iconic music venues for our kind of music in Canada. If you want to play the roots music, you kind of aspire to get a show at the Hughes Room in Toronto for sure. Just a legendary place where all kinds of great things have happened since it opened in 2001. I thought I was a little older, but just this weekend we got the sad news that Hughes Room is closed. It's no longer. They're bankrupt. Which is a shock and a sad development in a place, you know, you think of Toronto as an entertainment mecca. You think, how could this happen in a place like that? And if it can happen there, we better start supporting our local venues here so we don't run into any such terrible, shocking news as that. So a couple of things we'll play you. I think I'm going to play one more from old Steve just because I love him so much, and that was a pretty swell time we had back then. I can't for the life of me figure out what year that was. If Mike or T-Bar is listening, or somebody who knows and you want to fill me in what year that would have been, I'd love to know. Probably, you know, around 2002, 2003 for sure. Maybe 2004, maybe. Anyway, so I want to play you that. The news broke through a post on Facebook from our pal Jory Nash, who is just about to host his 15th annual Gordon Lightfoot tribute series. He's been doing this thing for 15 years, and had a big 15th anniversary celebration planned coming up. I think this weekend. Like next weekend, and the rug got pulled out from right under them, which is sad and terrible news. So it left them high and dry. There's also this weekend supposed to be a big James Taylor tribute night put together by a man named Ryecraft and a bunch of other stuff that's had canceled, which is too bad. So I know Jory's feeling pretty bad about that. He puts his heart and soul into that tribute night. I want to play something from Jory and maybe a Lightfoot tune or two, just to kind of, I don't know, soften the blow somehow, I guess. And here's hoping that show lands on its feet, and here's hoping maybe this is the impetus that Jory needs. He's talked about touring that Lightfoot tribute show across the country for years, and maybe this will make him actually do it. I want to play something from Jory, some Lightfoot, but first one more from Steve. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, I think. Every move you make, everything you say.
mine. Seclusion. She calls him the trigger man, and he carries a Luger, and he thinks he's a shooter. He's less a recruiter, more like an also-ran. I don't wanna be here. There's nothing to see here. Broken down theater, a mobile and a quick lunch stand. But I promised her one thing, and my word is worth something. Though I feel like an underling, stuck here without a plan. I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take. I know he can hang on me, with just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. He still tries to reach her, or ever the teacher, with fire like a preacher. He's a racist with a bitter pen, and he wants evolution, and he talks retribution, but she wants absolution, or something equal in the eyes of men. She says, I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything, but I know he can handle me. Just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. Whether I know if I'm ready to go, I go. So here I stand, just a bird in the hand. Oh no. The sins of the father and the love of a daughter, I'm a sheep to the slaughter, sent forth to make amends. But the vultures are circling, and my phone isn't working, and he's out there lurking. Oh, God knows how this ends. I know it
picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stair. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. I can see her looking fast in her faded jean. She's a hard loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care.
Oh, that's our buddy boy Leroy Stagger there, who's I hope finally going to release a new record coming up this year. He got himself a new record deal, and the record was already done. And when I talked to him in June, he said it was just a matter of time before it comes out. But it's, you know, that was June. That was a long time ago. So I don't know what's happening there. Maybe we have to poke somebody or burn a bag of poop on somebody's doorstep to get something happening. I don't know. But hopefully we'll hear that new record from Leroy Stagger. In the meantime, that was a super fun, super secret little EP that he put out for his last record and tour. And I'll make the little air quotes when I say tour, because he's smart enough to not really tour that much anymore. I don't know if we'll ever see him back here, that's for sure. But he's doing all right. You know, he's got a big, beautiful new studio in his yard, and he's doing all right. But he does have a new record, and from what I've heard of it, it's going to be absolutely outstanding. Should come out hopefully soon, I guess. I don't know. That was Sundown there, the old Lightfoot classic, and before that, Lightfoot himself with The Way I Feel. We'll send those songs out to Jory Nash and the other fine folks who had been working hard to put together The Way We Feel, a four-night celebration of the life and music of Gordon Lightfoot. And Gord usually dropped in on the last night and did a little set himself. And that was supposed to start just coming up this Thursday. And now that Hugh's Room has gone under, it seems like that's not going to happen. Here's hoping that Jory gets over his rainy day blues and just moves it somewhere else one of these days. That'd be good. All kinds of good stuff coming up at Hugh's Room, though. Oh, if I was in Toronto, I'd be crying. Robbie Fulks was supposed to play there right away. Tom Russell is supposed to play coming up. Ken Whiteley does this amazing Sunday gospel matinee once a month, which I always kind of hope that I'd be able to see that there. It's one of those things. What else was coming up there? Oh, all kinds of good stuff. And it's a shame. And you never know. I mean, I had no idea that that Hugh's Room was in trouble. Apparently Gail did, and she just didn't tell me, because she's like that sometimes. She keeps secrets. But it just goes to show you got to support great venues when and where you can, because you just never know. And someone who is going to actually play at Hughes Room coming up later this month is going to be in town on Tuesday, and that's a guy named Harp Dog Brown. I have it under good authority that he is the real deal when it comes to blues, an amazing harmonica player, and it sounds like he's quite a swell guy, and 8 o'clock Tuesday at the High and Lonesome Club. That promises to be a pretty great show, and an early show too, so even old folks can go. Speaking of the High and Lonesome Club, coming up also this weekend, I guess last week they started this Odd Couple series on Thursday nights. Coming up this week, it's Logan Picton and our pal Jackson Haldane playing together. That'll be pretty cool. And their anniversary, their 16th anniversary, is coming up the following weekend, starting on the 19th with our old pal Rob Waddell and Grant Siemens. The Perpetrators play on Friday the 20th, and then on Saturday the 21st. This would be the one for me. Andrew Neverland, the Poor Choices down there at the High and Lonesome Club. Just found this out. This is pretty cool. Thanks, Ole, for this tip. Coming up on the 18th. At February 18th at the High and Lonesome Club, it's the return of Dave Bedini and the Bedini Band, and they're backing up and opening for the one and only Brian Troche. Now, if you're not a hockey fan, you might not know that name, but if you're a hockey fan, you certainly know the name Brian Troche, and apparently he's a bit of a musician as well. So you go and check that out February 18th. I know I'm going to do exactly that. And, I don't expect any sympathy, any pity whatsoever, but I got to go back to work next week, tomorrow, actually, and I tell you, it's like somebody put a big wet bag over my head, and I tell you, sitting around being at home for a couple of weeks is pretty great. Going back to work, well, it's got me feeling a bit of the darkness. I gotta be honest with you.
Sure. forget this new stuff. Can't stand the scene. I feel so lonely. I just wanna scream and cry. Yeah, I got the darkness. It's like St. Augustine, Bonnie and Clyde. I got angels and devils wrestling inside my mind. Yeah, I got the darkness. But I'm gonna dance without mercy, love without regret, cause the darkness has got me, but it ain't killed me yet. I will fight. Yeah, I'll fight the darkness. Let your
this is Rose Cousins, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Take a ride into the darkest and know the light. To know the dark, go into the dark. You can lock the door. Out.
Oh, there's Blue Rodeo from their album In Our Nature. That's In the Darkness. I didn't even plan that brilliant segue. Blue Rodeo is coming to town this weekend, though, and so we will chat about them in just a second. Before that, we heard Rose Cousins with her song The Darkness from We Have Made a Spark. Rose also coming to town. She has a new record and is coming to town. And we heard Mike June in there with The Darkness from Poor Man's Bible. Do you think I'll ever see a copy of that CD? I don't know. I love Mike. I love that record, and maybe someday it'll actually come out. I don't know. Anyway, Blue Rodeo coming to town this weekend. I don't know. Like every single time Blue Rodeo comes to town, I go, should I go? Should I not go? I mean, on the one hand, we've all seen that show a million times, and it doesn't really change that much. Not that we want it to, because it's a really good show. You know, it's like, it's just so dependable and reliable and predictable, but it's fun. It feels good, you know? And, maybe if it wasn't $100 or maybe if there were better seats available, I'd be going, I don't know. Every time I go, I don't need to see that. I've seen them a million times before, and it's always the same. And then the show comes around, and I go, why am I not going to that again? I think that's where I'm at with this one. I'll wait, and I'll see if any Stu Reed seats pop up this week. And if we can get the Stu Reed seats, then maybe Lucy and I'll go see that show. I don't know. We'll see. But they're playing Saturday, and they're playing with their old pal Ron Hawkins and his band. That's right. They're called the New Good Assassins. That's what they're called. They're really called that. And they're playing opening up. And that's the other thing about Blue Rodeo is they always bring a super stellar opening act. So, you know, that's probably another good reason to go. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, I want to play something from Ron, from his latest record, a song that I got to hear in, I got to see him perform a couple of songs in Toronto last month. And one of the songs just knocked me out, and I'll play that song for you coming up. But first, let's go back. Here's where we know and love Ron from. And, you know, this is the one that, that blew the doors to my mind wide open. It's a classic record. And, did I ever mention that I'm on the reissue? If you buy the reissue, there's a bonus DVD featuring me. Did I ever tell you that? Probably. You should pick it up. From Shakespeare My Butt, this is, Ron Hawkins and his Lowest of the Low. Coming to town.
Fatalist. Our lives are fixed for the eternal fatalist. You look at me. Yeah, Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. So then it shouldn't seem so strange that I would sing you a love song now, because I feel like I'm gonna fall. You close your eyes, you made a wish. You laughed and looked at me and said, what are you still doing? Yours, and I'll always protect, because sometimes I lose sight of the miracle, find myself going round and round in circles. You close your eyes, you made a wish, you laughed and looked at me and said, what are you still doing here?
just like the sun over the mountain tops. You know I'll always come again. You know I'd love to spend my mornings like sunlight dancing. I've never gone so wrong as for telling lies to you. What you've seen and what I am, there is nothing I could hide from you. You see me better.
like a prayer. Bad intention, color turned against the wind. It's such a simple twist, you just flick the switch. It's so easy to forget a life like this. A life like this.
You know what I'd like to see? I don't know about you, Gail. I don't know what your favorite Blue Rodeo era is, but coming up in March, it'll be 30 years since they released Outskirts. That is that record, I think, is one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time. I would love to see a 30th anniversary tour where they played Outskirts. Except for Try. They could leave out Try. I know you're a Try fan, aren't you?
I am.
I'm so tired of that song. If I never heard that... You know what? If they promised not to do that song, I'd already have tickets to see their show on Saturday.
So I think you should just get in touch and let them know how you feel, Jeff.
I really don't think they care how I feel, Gail.
I'll do it for you.
Okay, thanks. I know you're tight with Greg, so...
I
see
wish.
What you can do. Five will get you six there from Outskirts. Man, I just love that record. 30. Do you like that one, or do you like the
no, I do.
The later
I like,
stuff?
No, I like that one.
That for me.
I
was,
like early. I like was, mid. I like late.
Yeah. Till I Gain Control Again. You know who wrote that?
Greg Keeler.
Rodney Crowell, but close.
Oh!
Yeah.
I wasn't listening,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, I wasn't listening to you.
Well, Till I Gain Control, you know, that's
it's a
Rodney
country.
Crowell classic. They recorded that on 5 days in July.
You know, I'm sorry. I just wasn't listening.
Well,
I know a lot of people
don't listen to me, Gail, but sitting right there looking at me, I figured maybe I had a shot. And Disappear in there from Greg from their Live at Massey Hall record. And, you know, I'm not a huge Greg guy, but every once in a while he really hits me. And that one right there. I remember him telling that story and playing that song at the World Next Door, or not the World Next Door. What's that festival called? The Interstellar Rodeo.
Yes.
And I just thought that was incredible. We heard a couple from Ron Hawkins in there before that, from his latest album, Spit, Sputter, Sparkle, Chrome. What a great song. Have you heard that song yet?
No.
Oh, you should look that one up. And Eternal Fatalist from the Lowest of the Low. We're going to take a quick break and pay a couple of bills. We'll come right back. And I don't know what else. What do you want to hear? Ron wants to hear Dead Guys. We'll see if we can find any Dead Guys.
More girls.
After this.